Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's something on your mind, a question you'd like to pose, a topic of discussion you'd like to join in, well, give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. That number is open in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We want to ask our listeners today to call in with a story from their own life, from their own experience, about trying to please people and the effects of that in their very lives, what they felt, how they experienced that, and how they came to a point where they realized you don't have to please people. We would love to hear some stories on that line. So if you have a story that you would like to share, call us right now at 844-322-2742. Yesterday, we read the passage in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God, or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." Now, we have to realize that this is a powerful force in the world today. When Paul talks about following the ways of the world, well, following the ways of the world is following the opinions of others and trying to please others. Well, when you do that, all kinds of bad things happen. And the first thing that happens, instead of living from confidence, living courageously, living from a place of faith, fear becomes the motivating factor. You're fearful of not doing the right things in order to gain the approval of these people that you think are important. You think opinions really matter. So you become fearful. And then the other thing that happens to you is you start acting hypocritically. You become a hypocrite. And that's what we see in Galatians chapter 2. And starting in verse 11, and so Paul wrote this, "But when Cephas," or Peter, "came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. Before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party." Yeah. So what was the motivation behind his action to withdraw from the Gentiles? Fear. Fear of who? It wasn't fear of God. It was fear of this circumcision party. Now, here's what happened as a result of that. "And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically and along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy." Now, Paul says, "When I saw that their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, 'If you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentiles to live like Jews?'" So there's the whole deal. Peter was keeping in step with the gospel by eating with the Gentiles, fellowshipping with the Gentiles, recognizing that the Gentiles were equal in the body of Christ. There's no Jew, there's no Gentile, there's no free, there's no slave. We're all one in Christ. Mm-hmm. Peter recognized that. Why? Because he had seen the gospel go out to all these different people groups, and he saw that God showed no favoritism. So he acted accordingly until this group came along, this circumcision party, and then fear gripped his heart. And that fear compelled him to move away from the Gentiles. Why? Because he wanted to please this circumcision party. Now, folks saw that. The other Jews saw that in Antioch, and they followed suit. They acted hypocritically. They did not keep in step with the gospel as far as their conduct was concerned. Well, what does it mean to be a hypocrite? It means to pretend to be religious when you're really not.
Right.
Now, that's exactly what Peter was doing. That's exactly what these Jews were doing. That's exactly what you and I do when we try to please people. Mm-hmm. We put on masks. We pretend. We try to be something that we're not. And the grace of God says, take the mask off. Mm-hmm. Just be you. You don't have to please anybody. You don't have to try to please anybody. Why? Because you've already pleased the one that matters, and that's God himself. How did you please him? You believed in his son.
Yeah.
You received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You were given a new identity. God is pleased with you. So let that truth be your confidence and courage in everyday life. Don't fear other people. Don't submit yourself to the opinions of others. But when you do, you're going to put yourself under their control.
Yeah.
Stay free of that. God didn't set you free in Christ to submit yourself to the opinions and control of others. He set you free so that you could be who you are as a child of God.
Absolutely, and that's the greatest place to be forever and always. And friends, as Bob said, we would love to hear from you if you have a story from your experience of how you've been trying to please others and maybe even failed or maybe even succeeded. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 844-322-2742. You know, helping people hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ, keeping all eyes on him, separating grace from law, that's our mission here at Basic Gospel, based solely in the new covenant. And to assist you, our friends, to understand our liberty in Christ Jesus, Bob and Richard have worked together to produce a brand new resource called Law and Grace. And as you make your July gift to Basic Gospel, we'll send you a copy of this 2-CD, 5-message series. Your gift today will help us continue to proclaim this message of freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ and help others get free, equipping them to walk in dependence upon Jesus and Jesus alone. Friends, you can donate at basicgospel.net. You can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. You can use the Basic Gospel app. In Canada, you can go to basicgospel.net/Canada, click donate on the homepage, and of course, you can donate through PayPal. And thank you for your love of the message that you hear every day right here on Basic Gospel. And as you make your July gift, remember, look for your copy of Law and Grace.
Well, Bob, that's an exciting series.
Yes,
it really is the truth that sets people free. And Richard and I really started this particular series with a look at who we are,
mm-hmm.
because who you are is going to determine how you live. So a lot of people are trying to live the Christian life without really understanding who they are in Christ. So we start with a person's identity.
Yeah.
And as a child of God, we're no longer under the law, but under grace. And so when we recognize that, then we can ask the question, then how should we live? If we're children of God, how then should we live? And it's not through rules and regulations. It's not through works of the law. It's through faith in Jesus Christ. That's how we live as believers in Christ. And this particular series gives you some handles to grab hold to as to what faith actually looks like.
Uh-huh.
So it really is a wonderful series, I think a powerful series, and we want to put this resource into your hands. I guarantee you, if you listen through it, you will see the entirety of the Word of God in a whole new perspective,
mm-hmm.
your relationship with God in a whole new perspective, and your relationship with others. So don't miss out on this particular resource, Law and Grace, yours with your gift to Basic Gospel this month.
This month. Well, welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. We still have open lines at 844-322-2742, and we'd love to hear from you.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to go out to Willows, California, and talk with our good friend Joshua. Welcome to Basic Gospel, my friend.
Hey, greetings, brothers in Christ, and all my other family listening in. I call Bob because I struggle daily with people's opinions of me, and I've been praying to the Lord. You know, in the 24 years since I was born again, I've been under that thumb because I never could please my parents when I was a younger kid. Never pleased my dad, and it just kind of stuck with me. So it's something that I struggle with all the time. But I can tell you this, when I've been going to the Lord in prayer recently, I've been able to ask him, hey, why am I having this anxiety? Why am I having this ungodly fear and negative emotions, you know, ruling my life? And it all goes back to trying to please people and trying to I get imprisoned by those people and the way I live, you know, like you said, they have control over me. Even if they're godly people, Sometimes they can label you or say something different. And I'll tell you what, when I finally step in, and it's almost a daily thing, brothers, when I finally step into that liberty in Christ, Galatians 5:1, I believe, says, and seeking God's kingdom first, putting him above everything, and my mind is clear. I have a sound mind. I don't have to perform for anyone. I'm approved by God, and that should be enough. And so I just wanted to say that, yeah, it's a daily struggle, and it can be hard, people and anyone listening, but if you seek the root of it, it's usually what you guys are talking about in bondage to people's opinions. And I'll tell you what, I've been set so free from that, but it still comes up, those emotions and guilt and everything. You know, I've heard Richard's testimony. He can definitely, and all you brothers can definitely relate to this. So I just wanted to give a testimony. Thank you guys very much. And God bless Basic Gospel's ministry, reaching out to everyone and even more so.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Joshua. Yeah. And boy, you just hit the nail on the head as far as personal experiences go. I mean, when we really give in to the opinions and control of others, we set ourselves on edge. I mean, we're just waiting for the hammer to fall, and we're expecting bad things to happen. Why? Because we just know we're going to mess up, and that's what we think. So, you know, that's no way to live. That's not freedom. That's bondage, and it's bondage to those other people, their opinions. So we have to recognize that people's opinions change just, you know, by the minute almost. So, you know, one day you're the hero, and one day you're the next day you're the goat.
Yeah.
So we just have to recognize that as far as human relationships are concerned. And that's why we need to set ourselves on that unmovable, unshakable identity that we have in Christ Jesus. So, Joshua, thanks for calling and taking part in this broadcast. We appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Joshua.
Thank you, brothers.
We have open lines right now, 844-322-2742. If you'd like to share something, we'd love to hear from you. 844-322-2742.
Let's go to Fayetteville, North Carolina, and talk to Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, you may say I was your friend, too, though, like you did, Josh. How y'all doing?
Yes, you are our good friend, and it's good to talk to you.
It's a blessing to hear from y'all, too. Well, I was just thinking, like, what you just now said a few minutes ago, a good example of that was the way the Jews did Jesus. One day they sent Hosanna, Hosanna, and the next day, a little while later, they sent crucifying.
Yeah.
So that's the way it is sometimes with people that turn on you and die. You know, I just want to make a quick comment about where you were talking about materialism, and they were talking about how this person was like, smoking, drinking, and all those things, and you said you talked about pointing towards Christ. See, sometimes as Christians, we rather than being disciples of Christ, we try to be Christ's policemen. And we try to tell everybody what they need to do rather than focusing on Christ. But my question was about God's permissive will and his divine will. And what I was trying to do is put that in perspective. If someone passes away, is it their time or can something happen to advance that or when they leave? Because like I was saying, somebody dies sometimes, unless maybe God wants them to die because he can always heal them. And then I was just thinking about these mass shootings and drive-by shootings and things like that. When innocent people seem as if they, you know, get killed, and people say, well, it was before their time and things like that. So I just have a question about that.
Well, Andrew, I think it's, you know, I think our time is set. As far as our lifespan is concerned, I think what's important for us to know is that all throughout that lifespan, from birth to death, there's this opportunity for us to receive Christ. So this gospel message is going out, and there's opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. So if someone dies young, you think, well, maybe they didn't have the opportunity to hear the good news about Jesus. Maybe they didn't have the opportunity to respond or to react or to really dissect it and give it a shot, so to speak. And we have to realize that is not the case. You know, whether someone's young, whether someone is old when they die, You know, they're without excuse. Now, certainly an infant, that's a different story. But, you know, someone is always going to have the opportunity to receive Christ in their lifetime. And that's what we have to count on. So, you know, as far as eternity is concerned, whether we lived 50 years or 25 years or 120 years, that's all just a little blip on the eternal radar, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So I think when we gain an eternal perspective, then those questions kind of get answered for us.
So what would you say your answer is? That God, when it's time for you to leave, you're just going to leave? Or is that correct?
I think so. I mean, we think we can prolong our lives, and we think we can do all those things. And I think just life in general tells us something different.
Okay, well, I can go with that. Well, thanks again, and y'all have a
okay.
Doctor.
All right.
Thanks, Andrew. Good to hear from you, brother.
Yes, indeed.
Friends, if you've ever wondered why your Christian life may not be working the way it's supposed to, why things don't go the way that you think that they should, well, you're not alone. If those are questions that run through your mind, you can find answers in Bob Christopher's Harvest House book called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. It's only $10, and that includes shipping, and you'll find it at basicgospel.net. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Order yours today and find out how the Christian life is really supposed to work. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go and listen to our caller from Topeka, Kansas.
Here we go.
Good evening. I live in Topeka, Kansas. I listen to Satellite Channel 131. I enjoy your programming. I like to pray with people. I want to know if you have any ideas how I can get a prayer line started so I can pray with people. Okay. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Well, I think that's a wonderful question. And, you know, there's all kinds of ways that you can do that. But I would start right where you are. And I think this is true of any ministry. You know, we want to think big. We want to go big. We just want to, you know, do the whole enchilada right at first.
I know I do.
Yes. And I think we just need to start right where we are. I mean, we see that pattern in the book of Acts. It was Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then to the utter ends of the earth. And so it just started right there in Jerusalem and then began to flow out from there in concentric circles. And I think that's where we have to start as far as a ministry like this. So if you want to pray for people, start with your neighborhood. You know, get to know your neighbors, get to know what's really going on in their lives, and then tell them that, hey, you'd like to pray for those particular things that are happening, for those circumstances, and to lift them up. And what you're going to see with that is that your connection to your neighbors is going to increase. And you're going to find yourself not only praying for them, but being a part of the solution for them. So if they have financial needs, if they have spiritual needs, if they have any other kinds of needs, then you can be involved in helping to meet those. And then as you begin to pray for your neighbors, and then God will give you opportunity to take the next step and see that circle grow a little bigger. And maybe you start telling some of your stories of how you're praying for people in your neighborhood on Facebook. And people begin to follow. And then you can offer yourself as somebody that can pray for your Facebook friends. And so those are some of the things that you can do. But start right where you are. Start with the person that's closest with you.
Yeah.
And go from there and see what God does.
Yeah. Well, it's Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. And where are we going to go from here?
Let's go talk with Diana.
Okay, let's do that.
Hi, my name is Diana, and I live in Idaho. I've been single all of my life. I have dated, but I just never felt led to get married. Concerning single people, men and women, if you could just speak on that and teach on that, and it would help me out a lot, and some of my single Christian brothers and sisters in Christ, it would help us all out. And I thank you. God bless you. I love your program. I listen to it all the time. Thank you.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
great to hear from Diane.
Well, it is great to hear from Diana, and that's a great question on singleness. And, you know, there's a lot of single people in the world, and certainly what we're seeing happen with the millennials, for example, that folks are waiting longer and longer and longer in life to get married.
Yeah.
So in my day, it was in people in their 20s would get married, or that's when it happened for most folks. And we're seeing that moved into the 30s and 40s. And then for some people, they just remain single. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Here's the good news. You don't have to get married to be complete. You don't have to get married to find happiness. You don't have to get married to have meaning and purpose to life. In Christ, you are complete as a human being. Christ has come to live inside of you. So here's some good news. If you're a believer and you're single, you're never alone. Why? Because Christ is always with you. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to make a decision to get married to try to solve some loneliness. You can recognize that you're never alone with Christ Jesus, and you can find contentment in him. And when you find contentment in him, then you really have something to give in relationships, whether it's in a marriage relationship or it's through friendships. So find your contentment in Christ. Allow him to be your source of unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, meaning and purpose to life, and then you won't have to be looking for that out there in the world. And that's why so many people get in trouble,
yeah,
because they are searching for what only God can provide for them in all the wrong places, mm-hmm, in relationships. I think that's why we're seeing the divorce rate as high as it is in the United States and really literally around the world. Why? Because people are looking for something out of marriage that marriage can't give them. Only Christ can give a person unconditional love. Only Christ can give a person unconditional acceptance. Only Christ can be the source of genuine, fulfilling, rewarding life here in this world today. So we don't want to go out and look for those things in relationships and particularly in marriage. We want to look to Christ for those things. So enjoy your relationship with the Lord. And if the Lord has somebody in mind for you, just go about your day-to-day life. And if you meet someone, you know, God will put you together.
Sure.
And you can rejoice in that. So Diana, I appreciate that phone call. And it is certainly a subject that I think many people can relate to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we really do. I know I was single until I was 32 years of age. And, you know, I felt lonely a lot of times during those years that I was single. And I wanted to find somebody. And then I just started to relax and say, hey, I'm content in Jesus. And boy, when I met Gina, that just made that relationship even that more special to me. I knew she was the one, so didn't have to play those games. So find your contentment in Christ and rest assured that in him you're never alone.
Absolutely. Good stuff, Bob. And thank you, friends, for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel. I want to remind you to check out the information on our May-June 2019 visit to Israel and Jordan. Click the banner at the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. Get all the information and get registered. Please remember also, friends, that Basic Gospel is listener-supported, and we need your help to keep the good news on the air and online. Please join us. You can donate online at basicgospel.net. You can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. You can donate through the Basic Gospel app or through PayPal. And in Canada, you can make your gift at basicgospel.net/Canada. Your gifts are vital, and when you give this month, you're going to receive our new 5-message CD series, Law and Grace. It's a great series, and we hope that you will take advantage of it. And as you make your donation to Basic Gospel during the month of July, we're going to send it to you. So go online or go to the phone or go to the app or to PayPal, and we would love for you to partner with us here at Basic Gospel. And if you have a question about anything you've heard or would like to hear on Basic Gospel, well, just give us a call at that same number, 844-322-2742, anytime. We love hearing from you. Well, for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, we'll be back at Basic Gospel tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.